Quiz Game by Andy Hamilton, starring James Grout as the Professor, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Andy Hamilton as Satan.
And you see, Thomas, an individual's consciousness develops through various stages. We start out as fetuses in an environment that is geared exclusively to our well-being.
Uh-huh.
And then we're born, and soon we start to realize we're just a part of a huge, complicated world.
Right.
For a while, we resist. As toddlers, we fight to impose our will on this new environment, to enslave the world and make it work entirely for our benefit. So, what's the next stage?
Ah, trick question. There is no next stage.
Well, there is, actually. It's where you begin to interact with society and acknowledge that other people have needs as well. That's the next stage.
Right. But it's not compulsory, is it?
Clearly not. But without going through this stage, an individual remains trapped in the mentality of a toddler. He doesn't develop emotionally beyond a pattern of infantile behaviour that is, can you not flick bogies at me while I'm talking to you?
Greetings, mortals. Professor, there's some posts for you.
Oh, is there?
Of course not. This is hell, you fool. Still, I got your hopes up only to dash them, and so that is a result. And how are you, Thomas, you piece of stinkweed? Is the prof here still studying your hideous and obscene psyche?
Yes. His latest theory is that mentally I'm a toddler.
Oh, not that advanced, surely, but...
Not in a repulsively ebullient mood.
Ah, well, that's because I'm throbbing with pride, you see. I am organising one of the most significant cultural events ever to be staged in my infinite kingdom. Do you want to come and see it?
It's not another one of your sadistic concerts, is it?
Well, honestly, you try to provide a little musical diversion.
I mean, it's torture. I mean, making us sit and listen to that six-year-old doing his recorder practice. I mean, the kid wasn't exactly musical, was he?
Well, no, he was deaf. But, I mean, I thought he did very well, considering. I mean, three blind mice is a tricky piece. Especially that first phrase.
I know, he never bloody got past it.
Well, no, he did in the end, but you'd all blacked out by then. Now, are you going to come and see my spectacular?
No, thank you. I think I'll just stay here and continue my psychological analysis of Thomas.
Oh, right, you're sure? I can give you a lift.
No, it's a significant piece of academic work that I'm engaged in. It needs me to stay committed and focused.
Okay, means you miss out on a dragon ride.
And discipline, because it's a serious study that... Did you say dragon ride?
Okay, just put us down here gently, boy. Oh, that's... No, not nice landing. Okay, boy. Thank you. That'll be all. Bye. So, Prof, did you enjoy your first ever flight on a dragon?
Well, it was a bit on the turbulent side, especially when he started looping the loop. I didn't enjoy that.
No, I guess that from the vomiting. So, Prof, that's what I bought you to see over there. Isn't it magnificent?
What is it?
Well, it's a dome, isn't it? You know, a millennium dome, like the one in Greenwich, only this is my celebration.
Oh, I see. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, my dome differs from the official millennium dome in some regards. For a start, my dome is in the shape of a dome. theirs isn't. But then I suppose, come and visit the millennium sort of big white knotted hanky-shaped type thing, doesn't that doesn't ring, does it, sir? Now then, down there, that large arena... That's the spirit zone.
My God, there must be 20,000 people there.
Oh, yeah. And all the religions are represented in the spirit zone, apart from Scientology, which I put over there in the total bollocks zone.
And what happens in this spirit zone?
A fantastic pageant. You see, at regular intervals, a bell rings, and all the Christians attack the Jews. Then the Jews attack the Muslims attack the Hindus attack the Muslims back, then they both attack the Christians attack each other, then the Muslims split, the Sunnis attack the Shiites, then the Orthodox Jews attack the progressives, until you end up with a kind of blood-soaked chaos that can only be caused by organized religion. And then just when you think it couldn't get any more entertaining, another bell sounds, and they all stop fighting each other, put aside their differences, and beat the crap out of the Buddhists.
Why? I mean, the Buddhists haven't done anything.
Exactly. Their passiveness is, well, it's just provocative, frankly.
Professor?
He's not here. He told me I was infantile and I went for a ride on a dragon with your boss. You know, the lonely goat ass.
Mark his infernal majesty. If he hears you, then he'll devise foul torments
for... Look, recently he's immersed me in a vat of camel spit, made me play cricket stark naked with no pads and a porcupine for a ball, and he imprisoned me inside the bloated liver of Dylan Thomas. I mean, what more could he possibly do to me? No, you're right, you think of something, I'll keep my voice down.
Yes, I would.
What was that?
Oh, it's that saxophone Satan made me eat. Keeps repeating on me.
Hey, he was so angry, wasn't he, eh? When he discovered you had a talent for playing the sax.
Yes, he was. I've never seen magma coming out of his ears before. Anyway, can you tell the professor I was looking for him? Oh, now I've got something I want to show him, that's all. I'd value his opinion.
Oh, but not my opinion, eh?
What?
Well, presumably my opinion will be too infantile, not grown up enough.
Look, I just didn't think that it was something you'd be interested in, that's all. It's an artistic opinion I'm after, and you've never expressed any interest in art.
Hey, listen, Buster, when I was alive, I acquired £2.5 million worth of art, worked by all the great masters.
Really? Which ones did you buy?
Well, I don't know. You pay someone to do that for you, don't you? Seem to remember there was a rather priceless Canaletto, insured for millions, but tragically, it got destroyed in a fire.
Oh, what a shame. Well, how did the fire start?
Well, I don't know. You pay someone to do that for you, don't you? So, what is it you want the opinion on?
Well, I'm sorry, but I think that this exhibit is... Well, it's an insult.
It's a symbolic representation of the sum total of man's cultural achievements.
It's a cheeseburger.
A double cheeseburger in a sesame seed bun. Don't sell it short now. And over here's the mind zone. See, now in this display, you can actually see the miracle of the human brain at work.
Only because you sawed off the top of the poor chap's skull.
If you just touch that bit of his brain there, it makes his arm jerk up.
Sorry, this is all very cynical and, well, cheap. Especially when you consider that the brain is arguably nature's greatest triumph, whose mysteries, hopefully, scientists will one day unravel.
Oh, yeah, and how will the eggheads manage that, then?
Well, one theory is that we'll invent nanorobots that can get inside the brain and see exactly what's going on.
Well, you and I could do that now.
Eh?
Yeah, I could shrink us to microscopic size and take us inside a brain.
Could you?
Oh, yes, I've done it loads of times, mostly for recreational purposes. The last time was when I snuck inside Chris Evans's brain. I started whispering, Chris, you are a god. Make them kneel down and worship you. So, Doddle, come on. Here we are.
This is inside a brain?
Yep.
Whose brain is it?
Scum spawns. Hence the tumbleweed.
Oh, my God. What are those disgusting little things?
Hey, they're brain lice.
What are brain lice?
Well, basically, they're very determined nits that like to be in the warm.
And they infest demons?
They infest demons, yes. And humans.
Humans?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come medical science doesn't know about them?
Oh, they do, but they hushed it up. They're worried the public will blame it on genetically modified foods.
How do you know if you've got them, then?
Well, you know that feeling when you meet someone you know really well, but you just can't remember his name?
Yes?
That's because the brain lice have eaten it.
So how do you get rid of them?
Ah, well, the only surefire method is to cook them by holding your mobile phone next to your ear.
Oh, my God, what is that?
What?
Yeah, that great formless furry thing lumbering across Scumspawn's brain. Is that another parasite?
Oh, no. That's one of his thoughts.
Are you sure? How do you know it's one of his thoughts?
Well, for a start, it looks lonely. Look, I just know, Prof, okay? All demons have bog-standard, heavy, clumsy thoughts which glump around your bog-standard demon's brain, which is barren, basic, and empty.
Ah, but with a lot of spare capacity.
What?
Spare capacity. I mean, if Scumspawn were to start to fill all this space with thoughts and ideas, well, he'd discover a huge amount of untapped potential, wouldn't he?
But he's Scumspawn. By definition, he has the potential of a Rice Krispie.
How do you explain his discovering that extraordinary talent for the saxophone?
Oh, don't go on about the saxophone thing.
He just picked it up and played it.
It was a fluke.
A fluke?
Yes. These long odds things come true sometimes. You know, people win lotteries. Builders finish on time. Life's unpredictable. There was this case I know of, right? Some bloke, he met the girl of his dreams. And then on the wedding night, he discovered that she was his long-lost sister, right? Now, what were the odds against... Oh, no, hang on. That wasn't a luck thing. I organised that.
No, why don't you just face facts? Scumspawn is more than just the basic creature that... Oh, my God, what's happening?
Why are you scraping your head against the wall?
I've got this funny tickling feeling deep inside my head. Seems to have stopped.
So, you're saying you painted this picture?
Yes. What do you think?
It's brilliant.
Brilliant?
Huh?
Oh, right. It's the portrait of Satan.
I can see that. You've really captured his colouring, that horrible green.
Yeah, well, I achieved that colour by blending lots of different shades of snot, which also gives it that dimpled texture of mucousy gunk.
Yes, all right, don't destroy the mystique.
I'm particularly pleased with the eyes.
Oh, yes, you've got exactly the right shade of paranoid orange.
But I also think I've managed to get the inner sadness that's always there.
Inner sadness?
Yes, you must have noticed it.
No, I find it hard to get past the sadistic gleam, really. Although, that's odd.
What is?
Well, I've got a funny tickling inside my head now.
Oh, look out! Why is that? What's happening? What's your back?
This is Thomas's brain.
That's right. This is the section that receives messages from his nervous system.
Nervous system does seem particularly nervous.
Yeah, jumpier than a lavatory attendant who's just seen George Michael walking.
Is there any chance we could have a bit of a rummage around in Thomas's memory?
Yeah, sure thing. It's just through this door. Hang on a sec.
Boo!
Sorry, I just couldn't resist that.
What, it wasn't me. He fell. You've got to understand. If you don't have sex with me, I'll become physically ill and die.
Here we are. Thomas's memory. Not a pretty place.
Quick, fill his pockets with stones. That way I'll sink faster.
Is memory really as random as this?
Well, these are raw memories, aren't they, before they've been processed and selected. You know, like Tim Peas. For instance, in your mind, this processing process would filter out any memories which might confirm how your wife used to find you as exciting as a wet Sunday in Penge, you know.
Yes, well, I would never have known that, would I? If you hadn't taken me up to the living world to eavesdrop on us.
But that was your bloody idea. I mean, honestly, everyone blames me for everything. Actually, that's the trouble with being Satan. People demonise you.
Now, what's through here? What's through here?
Milk. Milk. Want milk.
Sounds like memories from when he was a baby.
Want breast. Want breast.
Or it could be adolescence.
Well, let's try through here. You know, it's the strangest thing.
What is?
Well, I must have read hundreds of learned scientific studies written by neurologists about the workings of the human brain, but not one of them mentioned doors.
Yeah, but this is Thomas's brain, don't forget. I mean, the design is bound to be fairly crude. I mean, biologically speaking, if he had a more brightly coloured bottom, he'd be classed as a baboon.
Well, I just imagine the brain as a less literal, more organic sort of place. This is like walking around IKEA. All these doors and partitions and hatches.
Hatches?
Yes, I mean, there's one down there, see? Sealed by those great big rusty bolts with that red sign saying, danger, do not open under any circumstances.
Well, if it says danger, do not open, Prof, it's probably best if you don't actually... why did I even waste my breath?
Yes, I really have caught the look in Satan's eyes. Fascinating things, eyes, aren't they? Sometimes you look into someone's eyes and you feel you can read their innermost thoughts.
I know what you mean. I remember this expression in my parents' eyes. Hard to describe. It was a look of disappointment, tinged with just a hint of terror. I can picture it now. I can see their eyes staring up at me from that well.
Do you think I should show my painting to Satan? I mean, he might be quite flattered.
Yes, he might be flattered by a portrait that shows him as vulnerable and deeply sad.
Yeah, because I portrayed him in quite a sensitive light.
Yes, the soft, bogey green light.
Yeah, and it is fundamentally a sympathetic representation of him that brings out the more melancholic, gentler side of his personality. I'd better hide the painting.
I think so, yeah.
'67 and '68. There.
Look, Prof, if something is secured by 68 bolts, that implies it's supposed to be kept shut.
Yeah, exactly, but why? Perhaps because whatever's under this hatch cover is so dreadful that it has to be locked away, sealed up, because it's something Thomas would feel ashamed of.
Something Thomas would feel ashamed of? No, sorry, I can't get my head around that one. It's too weird a concept.
But the key I'm looking for might be in here. The defining experience or experiences that stopped him growing emotionally.
He chose not to grow. It meant he had more fun.
Here's your invite, Ben.
It's another memory.
And here's your invite, Saskia. And yours, Patrick.
What about me? Aren't I invited to your stupid birthday party?
No, Thomas. Mummy says she doesn't want me to invite you.
Why not?
Because of what happened when you came round to play and played those naughty games.
What naughty games?
Hide and seek.
What's naughty about hide and seek?
It took the police 12 days to find my little brother.
Is that my fault?
Yes, it is. You hid him on an oil tanker bound for Tangiers.
He likes boat rides.
And my mummy was very cross about all those other games you showed us. Pin the tail on the postman and blind man's buff. Using a real blind man.
Oh, shut up, you big sissy.
My mummy says she won't have you in our house again. She says every time you come round, you make a terrible mess in her bedroom and all her expensive jewellery goes missing.
Oh, see, Bob, your mummy hasn't got any expensive jewellery. Now, Paul's mummy, she's got expensive jewellery.
Not anymore, she hasn't.
Thomas, my daddy says he thinks you're the most interesting little boy he's ever met.
Oh, thank you, Patrick.
Yes, he says you're a cycle path.
A cycle path?
Yeah, he said in all his years as a psychiatrist, you were the most obvious cycle path he'd ever seen.
I'm not a psychopath, and if anyone tries to ride their bike along me...
Anyway, you're not invited to my party, and that's that.
So I'm the only kid in the nursery not invited?
That's right.
But I'm...
You shouldn't do so many bad things.
Why do you do such bad things, Thomas?
Well, I don't understand why I do those things, do I? I'm only 5. You have to be grown up to understand something like that. You have to be at least 9. It's not fair. I want to get in the party.
Oh, don't close the hatch. He was crying. I was enjoying that.
Well, that was obviously it, wasn't it? The experience that arrested his emotional development. And he's kept it shut away, not because he's ashamed of it, but because it's just too painful a memory.
Oh, that sentimental drivel.
Being rejected so totally by the other kids obviously crystallised his sense of alienation and inadequacy and...
Do you want a violin for this bit?
Well, I would have thought you of all people would understand about feelings of alienation and inadequacy. I mean, after all, you...
I what?
No, it's nothing. It's really not important. And magma's coming out of your ears.
Well, only it sounded as if you were saying I was inadequate, but I can't imagine you'd be so stupid.
No, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
So, what is your explanation?
My explanation.
Yes. Such is the power and indeed the scope of your intellect that you would be able to imagine what it might be like for someone to have inadequacies of that kind. And indeed you you don't believe a word of this, do you?
Well, let's just say that as liars go, you're hardly in the Jonathan Aitken class.
Well, I did my best.
Well, fortunately, Prof, I've decided to be merciful. Hardly the response of someone riddled with supposed inadequacies, I think you'll agree.
No.
However, if you should repeat any of this ill-founded rubbish in company, thus undermining my imperial authority, then I'm afraid I shall be obliged to punish you in ways so extreme and traumatic that even I will need to lie down afterwards. Do I make myself clear?
Horribly so.
Right, now let's head home. I need to supervise the next entertainment at my antidome. Papal bullfighting.
Oh, I suppose that'll be Pope.
Fighting bulls, yes, yes. Armed only with their cloaks and some sticks of celery. That should be a good test of their infallibility, shouldn't it? Now, let's go.
No, actually, there's one more bit of the brain I'd like to see. That's the control centre. You know, that coordinates and orchestrates everything. I suppose you call it the consciousness. I mean, that bit that tells us who and what we are.
Well, I've no idea where that is. I mean, Thomas probably hasn't even got one, has he? I mean...
Well, perhaps it's through here.
Oh, for...
Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think this must be the libido.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what about through here?
The French don't wash. There's no such thing as poor, only lazy. All Asians live in this country.
Yeah, what's this?
Well, I'd guess. I'd say this is where Thomas keeps his prejudices.
No, interesting thing, prejudice. The way we soak it up from the environment around us.
Yeah, well, I think Thomas probably grows his own.
Ginger people are bastards.
Come on, let's go.
There's another door here. Now, this is obviously where the brain receives visual data from the optic nerve. Because, look, up there, we can see what Thomas is looking at.
Mm.
But it's all upside down, of course, because the human eye records images upside down and the brain has to flip them the right way up. There must be some good evolutionary reason for that.
It's got nothing to do with evolution. God rushed the eyes, didn't he? Put them in the wrong way up. All the angels told him, but he wasn't having it. Frankly, as a god, you'd have thought he'd be big enough to accept criticism, but no. He was useless at that handyman stuff. Oh, no, he says. I've ended up with an extra bit left over. I know, I'll just stick it on at the top of the legs and look at the trouble that caused.
You know, if you bend over like this, you can make out what Thomas is looking at. Hey, it's scum spawn. Burying something. It looks... Oh, good lord.
Right, we are definitely going back now. Scumspawn, what are you burying?
Nothing, my prince, nothing.
I saw it. We were inside Thomas's brain, and we saw it through his eyes.
You've been in my brain? That's trespass if you damage my brain.
Oh, yeah, now we'll manage that then, eh? Now then, Scumspawn, show me the picture.
Very well, my liege.
This is astonishing. I mean, what a fantastic portrait of you, eh? It must feel like looking in the mirror.
I never look in the mirror.
Oh, why not?
Because I don't have a bloody reflection, do I? That's why I always look so untidy. You try keeping yourself presentable without a reflection, you have to make do with giving yourself a quick feel all the time. Now, who painted this?
I did.
You did?
Well, what did I tell you? There's lots of untapped potential. What materials did you paint it in, Scumspawn?
He used a blend of various snots.
Now, let me get this clear, Scumspawn, because I wouldn't want to boil you into demon soup over a misunderstanding. You have taken it upon yourself to do a portrait of me in snot.
You know, the eyes are especially good. He's really captured your look of inner... sagaciousness.
Yes, that's what I was going for.
All right, so did you enjoy painting this thing?
Oh, yes, indeed. I couldn't begin to describe the sense of joy as the painting developed. I felt I was growing into a fulfilled, rounded individual.
Oh, right, well, perhaps I should start up art classes for all the demons.
Well, that's a good idea.
No, it isn't. It's sarcasm. The one about you and the soup is a good idea.
Yes, my prince.
See, Scumspawn, demons are not supposed to become individuals, okay? They exist for no other purpose than to serve me. Now, I appreciate that you've put a lot of love and care into this painting of yours, and I'm sure you want to keep and cherish it.
That's right.
Which is why you have to burn it.
Burn it, my prince?
Oh, but that's...
Burn it, scum spawn, here and now, on this fire that I've just so thoughtfully provided. I'm waiting, scum spawn, put the painting on the fire.
I am filled with despair.
Yeah, well, you'll be filled with croutons if you don't do it.
Very well. There. If anyone wants me, well, nobody will want me, will they? Who am I kidding?
Now, that was the most dreadful piece of bullying.
Oh, come on, you couldn't fault the technique. Anyway, I don't see what all the fuss is about. It's a lousy portrait. It doesn't look anything like what I think I look like. Now, let's stoke this fire up, shall we? Let's barbecue this stupid thing.
By the way, Thomas, there's some good news. I think I may have found it.
Hmm?
The defining experience that arrested your emotional development. It was that children's party you didn't get invited to when you were five.
Oh, that.
And about, I know why you felt you had to lock that memory away.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Well, nothing was ever proved.
It was all circumstantial, and besides, where would a five-year-old boy like me have been able to get hold of that much Semtex? The police were just guessing.
Semtex? Oh, no.
What?
That's why he locked that memory away, Prof. Not because of shame or pain. He was just worried it might incriminate him. Come on, let's head off to the Antidome for my main event.
No, thank you. I don't want to witness an orgy of sadism.
Oh, well, can I have a seat, then?
Why not? Yeah, because you appreciate a bit of entertaining savagery, don't you, Thomas?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Well, I can promise you a great view right in the middle of the excitement. We'll go by dragon. You're not scared of flying, are you?
No.
No, well, not yet, anyway. It'll be a really exciting show.
Oh, yeah. Do I need to take anything?
No, just this red cloak. And this stick of celery.
All right.
Harry's game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, James Grout as the Professor, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, and Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, with Felicity Montague, Philip Pope, Nick Revel, and Michael Fenton Stevens. The program was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.